talking dickheads, dreaming about a premiership cup. We love our clubs, but they never win. Two flags in 100 years.
The shit house. Charlie, the Bulldogs have got two flags now.
That was 2 years ago, mate. Get over it.
If you think we'll be insightful, clever, or just well researched, we're here to say that's not the case. We'll just go out and wing it. We are two guys, one cup.
Hello, welcome to the Junktime AFL podcast, Two Guys, One Cup crossover edition podcast, the third annual, Adam, for the big dance. We're coming to you from Wayne Jackson Studios. My name is Michael Chamberlain. Joining me is a man who sold the glue to the Collingwood cheer squad for the banner. It's Adam Rosenbachs.
Oh, g'day, everybody. Okay, now, I don't know if you know this, but my family's been in the glue industry for generations.
Isn't that fascinating?
Yeah, Rosenbach's glue. It's not that well known, but we've supplied a lot of big companies over many years. We helped build the Titanic.
Yep.
Twin Towers, that was us. Matthew Newton's career, we had that together for a little while.
MH370, that was you.
You've gone too far, mate.
And so you sold the glue to the Collingwood cheer squad for their banner.
Yeah, and I said to them, like I said, it may not hold, but what you got to do is if there is a banner, and it was a fucking massive banner.
It was too, a big banner.
They stepped it up. And I said, because it was quite a windy day yesterday, and I said, what you've got to do is make it like a spinnaker and face it into the wind so it fills up with air, and then that will fall apart and you will be all devastated. And it did.
It was kind of interesting moment before the game because the whole crowd was doing the Collingwood, Collingwood, and then the banner exploded and everyone's going, fuck that shit.
You know, it was probably, I know they spent so long on it and, you know, it's what the cheer squad does, but just when they kept holding the poles up, like there was nothing to run through. And you go, I know you're being staunch and you've built it, but you're just a fucking idiot holding the pole now,
yeah,
mate.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah. Yeah.
It's not going to fall over. You just fucking just lay it down. They're just going to run out. They're not running through anything.
They were giving Mason Cox something to aim at.
Yeah. So it was a tough start, but, you know, they got out there. You know what amused me as well is, too, when you see, like, Collingwood supporters, and it wasn't just Collingwood supporters. I saw a guy on Lygon Street at about 8:30 yesterday morning. I was on my way to a gig, and this guy was in, like, a blue and yellow Eagles suit, like different colour pant legs, is fully eagled up. And you know, Collingwood people with face paint.
What is Cuz up to nowadays?
He was driving my Uber. Oh, sorry, that was Daniel Chick. And just, you know, the Collingwood fans with the face paint, and it's so tough. Like, at what point, when you lose a big game, do you whip the face paint
You have
off?
To go home like that, don't
you?
Or
do you just go to the pub and you're sitting there and people are like, had a tough day, and you go, what do you fucking reckon, mate?
Yeah.
Look at my face.
Yeah.
Half of it's black, half of it's white.
I'm not a Collingwood fan, I'm a goth, okay? So fuck off. Hey, you won't fuck around. Let's work on stage. The guys in Two Guys, One Cup, Will Anderson, Charlie Clawson.
I was just in the bathroom. So, hang on, I haven't had time to put my pants on. Just...
He really was. I was like, oh, this is a bit earlier than he thought we were coming up here.
Okay. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Two Guys, One Cup, an AFL podcast. My name is Charlie Clawson.
Hang on. They've already started, mate. We're just guests on their
podcast. How long were you in the toilet for?
I just woke up. I met a couple of Collingwood supporters last night. They beat the shit out of me.
I just woke up. How many Collingwood supporters are here, by the way?
So, dude, here in the, like, about the fourth row, behind you. So, I mean, you know, round of applause for our friend showing up here.
Hey, mate.
Despite the fact being a fucking loser.
If Scott Dooley can turn up, knowing what's in store for him, these guys can turn up. You're not going to be in the firing line. Scott's going to take all of it.
And did you go to the game, my friend? No, you didn't go. Where did you go to then? Gotcha. You know you can do that at the football. I've been with Adam. You can say whatever you want, pretty much.
Well, the umpires are cunts, so they need to know this stuff.
No, that's not cool. That's not cool. We need to support umpires.
Now, Charlie, you didn't go to the game?
No, I watched it on television. I was disappointed with the haircuts. Like, I watched the whole game and it's like, not one player has, like, an interesting haircut. There was no headbands or anything like that. I guess, like, Maine.
Chris Maine.
Chris Maine has, but it's not, like, a cool haircut, is it? No, it's a Western Australian
Well,
haircut.
It depends if you think it's a cool haircut. Like, I like to think that Chris Maine, when he was born, they held him up like Simba from The Lion King. Like, the doctor just had his,
Well, Chris Maine, first quarter was pretty good, right?
Well, he got, what did he get? 14 tackles for the whole game.
Did you forget Chris Maine was playing football?
So no, because Collingwood fans kept reminding us that he was on their list and for 4 years at $500,000 and they hated his guts. And now that he's a tackling machine, they loved him.
Yeah. Why don't we get an idea of where you watched it? Okay, so you watched it at your place, is that right?
Yes. I thought I wouldn't go.
Oh, there. By the way, was that because of just your health reasons?
Well, I actually got my IV lines out yesterday. So I've got the patch there. Oh. So... I'm not attached to an antibiotics bottle anymore, so this is great. So now I can probably not have a beer, but I'll have a beer and we'll see what happens.
And so, and
well,
thank
you to everyone for coming along to this benefit for Adam. Yeah. It is actually his last show. We didn't think he was going to make it. I'd already made the black armbands that we were going to wear in your honour. But yeah. It's good to have you here, mate. And
thank you.
All money collected tonight will go to Adam.
Yeah,
and CUB.
Yeah, Captain Carlton's coming because we know that's your make-a-wish. So did they take it out in the morning? Did you plan it for grand final day? You go, oh, geez, Doc, I just want to be ready for grand final day. And they go, so, little boy, you can get ready for grand final. Do they come in the morning? You go, you ready to go?
No, because I had a gig in the morning. So I had to tell them to wait until they came last. So all my mates are there ready to watch.
Mates over at your flat for a party?
Yeah.
Grand final party?
Apartment.
Well,
how many
I'm doing
friends?
Very well.
Yeah.
How many friends?
There was about 12 of us.
12? Yeah. And you've got like...
Well, I didn't know two of them.
What do you mean?
A mate brought two friends.
Oh, and were they like the kind of people who were actually interested in the game, or were they like, oh, I don't sort of like football, but I'll stand over by the chip table?
Yeah, they were doing a bit of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, which was good, because I didn't want to talk to them. I didn't know them, so...
I'm interested in, like, do you have the capacity in your apartment to house 12 people to watch a game of football?
Yes.
How are they sitting? What are they all sitting on?
So I've got a good
couch. Do you have 12 seats normally in your house?
It's a pretty big place, guys. If you want to head to...
Redacted.
Just check it out. We'll snip that a bit out.
I bet you fucking don't.
It's okay. He'll be dead by the time this comes out. So...
That's where we're having the wake.
So anything.
We can get 14 in for the wake.
Be nice to have him and get in the will. It'll be great.
How do you sit them, though? How do you sit 12 people in your house? Like,
so
I'm
you
interested.
Get, like, five on the couch to, with the shades.
Pretty big couch.
Yeah, it is a big couch.
Three in the grotto.
And then I've got, like, four chairs around, and then a couple of... An outdoor chair comes in. And then
I just imagine it's like the Big Brother house, and all the guys are kind of, like, shirtless and stuff. Like, all your mates are sitting around.
There's a lot of
There's a giant inflatable swan in the corner of the room.
But instead of having a microphone packed, it's you with an IV pack connected to the hip.
I was masturbating with the pillows beside me so no one could see me.
The turkey slapping was overboard, mate. The turkey slapping was overboard.
You fucking asked for it.
We've hit our time.
So yes, I can fit 12 people into my place.
How was the TV coverage? Because I didn't see, like, I was at the game, so I didn't see the TV coverage. But was it a good coverage?
No, well, because it was so tight, it was just stating the fucking obvious a lot.
Yeah.
Like, the next goal will win it. You go, no fucking shit. They've kicked 12 goals each. Like, what do you think's going to happen?
Were you disappointed? The latest thing I've noticed about Bruce McAvaney is he loves using the word, he's a colossus. Like, every game someone is, the colossus. And I was waiting for, the colossus. But it never happened in the game. I was disappointed with that aspect of the
You
broadcast.
Know what Bruce has started doing? He started repeating stuff. He's become like, out of Goodfellas, Johnny Two Times. He's like, oh, you got to go. And it's like, you know, oh, close. It's like, just... Once is enough, Bruce. We get it. That's his last year, I reckon. Hey, if I'm going, he's coming with me.
So who was in the main commentary team on? So is it Bruce?
BT.
Matthew
BT.
Richardson was on the boundary.
And Lingy as well.
Lingy, yeah. Daisy Pierce as well.
Okay.
Yes.
Sharing boundary duties.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, yes.
Right. You know one thing I have noticed?
Sharing boundary duties could sound sexy. Hey, Will, later. Do you want to
Ricky
share
Orange
some boundary duties?
Well.
The one word that's gone from our game is like calling someone out for being a jib, like for someone who's shat
squib.
Themselves.
It's
okay,
a squib.
Here we go.
Squib, yeah.
Here we go.
Because now...
What happened?
Well, now it's called, you know, he'd love that moment back.
Ah.
Liam Ryan in the third quarter went to take a mark and put his hands out. He kind of went to avoid body contact. Yeah. And they went,
he won't like watching that back.
Yeah, they're just like, yeah, he wouldn't want to see that again.
He wouldn't want to see that again.
Yeah.
Whereas, I'll just repeat everything you say.
Yeah, whereas when I was playing, the coach would just call me a soft cock.
Yeah.
But that was in the change rooms after the game.
I was listening to the coverage. I was at the game, I was listening to the coverage on Triple M, and when that happened, they kind of went quiet for a little bit. Like, JB wasn't, and I think Juddy's words were, oh, yeah, that's not good.
Or he'd want to redeem himself. They always think you can redeem yourself. You know,
Mark, well, that's the new AFL, though, right? Like, in the old days, it was like you squibbed and you let us down. Yeah. You're soft. You know, you'll never play this game again. And these days, it's like, well, you know what? When he has time to reflect on that moment, he'll be able to visualise next time when he's in the same moment that this will be a learning experience.
Yeah. Yeah. Everyone will think it. Yeah. They won't say it.
Yeah. Then if we lose, we're going to trade him to another team.
I went to the game. I sat next to Dave Hughes.
Awesome.
At the footy, which was
comedy fun. Royalty wing of the MCG.
fair to say, Hughes.
Ugly Dave Gray was just behind him.
Yeah, it was me, and then there was Dave Hughes. It was Ugly Dave Gray. It was Rodney Roode. It was the 12th man.
Kevin Bloody
Wilson.
It was
Dave Scalzo just doing his Mick Malthouse. Yeah. We were like, fuck you. Lucky to make this cut, Scouser.
Happy Hammond. Yeah, it was great.
Andrew Fife was doing some cartoons. It was a whole thing.
Did you go to a function?
I went to the September Club previously.
Okay.
I saw Bevo, which was pretty exciting. Ran into Bevo. And
tell them what Bevo said. Bevo gave Will a 3/4-time address, didn't he?
You know what? This is how long it's been. I actually was thinking, which fucking Bevo? Was it Michael Bevan the cricketer? Was he telling you about the time he beat Sri Lanka and fucking came back?
I will tell you a true story.
You're talking about the shit coach, Bevo.
I was once at the... at least our coach doesn't need to fucking be carried around in a baby Bjorn.
Yeah.
So I... oh, you're a good little Brendan Bolton. Look at you. Look at you. They're not getting a coach in to oversee. They're getting Gil's getting him an au pair. So
Carlton actually got a baby bonus when they hired him. Extra $8,000 in cash. It's Carlton in a parent paper bag.
Fuck you all.
Bevo was there and he paid me. This is why people love Bevo, is because he has a capacity to see into what will motivate you to respond to him. You know, so like, to me, all I want is Bevo to be...
Hey, Adam, whiskey.
But that's what it's like. He knows that I want, in my mind, the idea that Bevo has thought about me at a time when we're not in the same place is like my greatest fantasy. That just at some stage, Bevo in his day-to-day is like, I wonder what Will's up to.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's all I care about. And yesterday, he says
he's watching Crime Stoppers. I wonder what Will Anderson's up to.
He's catching a plane. He's watching...
He's watching an MH370 documentary going, what's Will up to now?
He's watching Border Security. And he's like, what is Will Anderson up to? He says to me, he goes, I speak a lot of these things. And I was thinking the other day, I was like, I wonder how Will prepares to do his speaking in public. And all I was like, okay, I have to go now, Bevo. This is the greatest moment of my entire life. He was thinking about me.
Bevo's the cool coach, right? Like, Bevo's the one who likes skateboards and he wears like polo neck t-shirts. And he probably says to the guys, hey guys, let's rap. Let's rap about Christ. Oh no, too much Bevo.
No, he was there with Tony Hawk.
Yeah.
What kind of stuff do they have in the September Club these days? Are they doing panels every 5 minutes?
Celebrities doing cocaine.
Yeah, gotcha. What are they doing? Are they...
They're not all celebrities.
A lot of them West Coast Eagles miners fans.
Yeah, sure.
Work in the mining industry, have a lot of money for my fly-in, fly-out grand final. Yeah. They don't really do a lot of entertainment now. It's bit of live like music this year. Last year they had Taxi Ride.
Get set, everybody. We're on our way
to nowhere. Was it to nowhere?
No.
I don't know.
So Taxi Ride, the lead singer of Taxi Ride was a guy called Jason Singh. And I remember that because I was just like, his name was Singh and he sang. He wasn't involved in Taxi Ride when I saw them at the September Club last year. It was Taxi Ride without Jason Singh, who was the writer and creator of Taxi
That's
Ride.
Well, he changed his name to Jason Centrelink after the band broke up.
But this year was just like nondescript. But it's just a lot of seeing AFL players walk around.
So.
Like, it's one of those things where, like...
Puffy versions of the players you remember.
Oh, like they're
three
allergic
or four
to
years
peanuts
out of the game
and they've got anaphylaxis.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Yeah.
They all look like Jeremy McGovern.
Man, I love Jeremy McGovern so much because...
Can play, but looks weird.
Never seen a gym. He or Willie Rioli. They've
never
been
to
a gym.
He has well, no... Jeremy McGovern looks like someone described him, and I won't say who it was, but Bob Murphy... Described him to me yesterday as like, he looks like he's been out of the game 2 or 3 years and he's come back to play in the EJ Whitten Legends match.
Yeah.
That's what he looks like.
He looks like he's on
good.
The Stewie Jew diet program.
Right.
Like, he's just got that, he looks like a barrel with a face drawn on it.
He said to Colin Sylvia, what do I do? There he goes, Krispy Kreme, son.
But actually, I've got a mate who is works for Athletics Australia, and I texted him yesterday to say, I have to ask you, what is up with Jerry McGovern? Is he fit or is he fat? And he wrote back and he said, he's fat fit. And I was like, what does that mean? He's gone, well, there's just some dudes like Stewie Jew who are big but incredibly athletic. It's not like he's ever going to be spelt, so stop body shaming me because I started this conversation.
I mean, you can't complain. He kicked off the final chain that resulted in the goal for them to win the premiership.
Yes. He was also wearing a hip protector. He had this kind of padding, so it made his bum look extra big, so he looked even weirder.
Did he have protection on?
Yes.
I thought he had a badonkadonk yesterday. I thought it was really weird.
No, he had hip protection, but he was wearing Nancy Gantz around.
He was wearing what?
He's only Nancy Gantz. Okay, well, I'll tell you off air. I love him, though, because he looks like a country footballer.
Yeah. Smashing cans at halftime, cigarette, pie, probably 6 donuts, another pie, another beer. Let's get back out there and kick 6.
So we bring our special guest on.
No, hang on. Let's quickly just find out where you fucking watched.
Sure.
Okay, yeah. Well, I went to the game.
Whereabouts, Michael? What part of the ground?
It fucking begins, all right? I was in the MCC members.
No!
There you go.
Bloody
kicks off half an hour. I went there. I had to go. I went and stood.
Where'd your butler stand?
Here we go. You stood. Oh. I said, Tarquin, leave the car here. I'll chop her to it after the game. But no, I stood it. If you're watching the TV, I on the left hand side on the half forward flank. I was about there. Yes. And it was a very entertaining game.
And you were able to go because Gil organised...
Mind
the kids, yeah.
Yeah, no, it was really great. I met Gil's mate, the Argentinian polo player, and we had so much to talk about, so relatable.
Well, anyway, he's Scott Dooley.
No, we all do it up. He came back all the way from New York to watch this game. A Collingwood fan came all the way back from New York. Please welcome on stage the hilarious Scott Dooley.
Yes. And let's get the chant going for him. Collingwood. Collingwood.
I have tried so hard to get out of this today. And I... halfway through the fourth, when we kicked those first two goals at the beginning of the fourth term, I thought to myself, this is the greatest financial investment I have ever made in my... I am a fucking genius. Move away, Elon Musk. I am the new billionaire. When he was shepherded off the ball and she took that fucking mark, I felt like someone who had... Yeah, exactly. Boo those fucking cunts. When that happened and she kicked the goal, I felt like someone who had spent his life savings, lost his marriage to try to replicate Noah's Ark. Like, I just... My life was over.
Jules, can I ask you this?
You can, Will.
Do you have an awareness of how happy that makes people to hear that?
I just got an erection hearing that story.
Go on, tell me more about the pain. Just describe it to me. Oh, it's not enough that you lost. You led for the entire fucking game until the last minute and a half, and they got cheated out of it by a dodgy fucking umpiring decision. Oh, I'm so hard right now. I am so...
If you want, we can just talk about the first 95% of the game.
Fucking hell.
Then you can
see, this is
like
what workplace bullying looks like.
It's Australian Parliament right here.
We should be sensitive, so just tell us the exact moment your heart broke.
I don't want you to come on stage.
No, when did you know that everything you've been promised all day was not going to come true?
I tell you what, the banner wasn't a good start. When the coach is having to go to the cheer squad to go, it's fine. That's not a good look.
Did you want Nathan Buckley doing that? I mean, I know he's fucking come out as the greatest bloke of all time.
He's come out as an absolute hero, hasn't he?
Yeah.
He's the cool dad now. Every sitcom's cool dad.
He's the Uncle Jesse of the AFL. Yeah, totally.
I wanted Collingwood to win just because I've never seen Nathan Buckley smile before, but now I never get to know that feeling. He came out and he hugged... If you haven't seen the footage, when the banner blew over and then the team came out to go and pose for their photo, he took the time to hug the various people in the cheer squad, actually hug one lady who was crying, very consoling.
And then went back and got his wallet.
Yeah, well, that's... Yeah.
The thing is... I mean, he did hug her, but he did whisper in her ear, if we lose it,
it's your fault.
Yeah.
She'll be at Carlton next year.
Yeah, that's great. The cheer squad had a draft. Okay, look, she's got good form, but let's face it, on the big stage, her banner blew up.
What's she like in a hovercraft?
Don't know how she can cope with the humidity in the Gold Coast.
Now, you're a famously pessimistic Collingwood supporter. I've known you for a while.
Yeah.
And you can be like, you know, in the 2010 replay, you were worried that you were going to lose that when you were like 10 goals in front.
I'm still not convinced we won.
So, did you feel safe at any point? Did you allow yourself to get a runaway? Like, because from the TV coverage, that first, like,
the first two goals in the last quarter.
Oh, like, the commentary team were like, oh, it's happening again. It's like the preliminary final ever again. And I was like, oh, my God, they're right. Like, the tsunami's coming.
But I saw it when they were 5 goals up and that Collingwood chant went around. I'd never heard noise like that at the MCG. And I was like, fuck, it's going to be funny if they lose from here.
Because I thought, I've just come out.
Hey, Dills, let's just say we've set a pretty clear tone. Where we can get good laughs. So there's a lot of this shit from now on, okay? I'm sorry, mate.
If you need it, you can have a safety word if you want. If you want to just yell out choke anytime you want. And we'll stop.
Okay, there are 4 guys here who know we're going to get some pretty good laughs.
We were actually going to have Steel Sidebottom on the show, but he did not turn up. Second day in a row.
So let's go from the very start. You're New York, but you're New York based.
You've
come a long way for this game.
It's been a great trip.
So how much money have you blown?
Figured it out. I could have bought my first car 6 times. And it was a shit car, but it was a shit game, so it kind of evens out.
So was it prelim weekend that you decided
prelim
to come over?
When they beat Richmond.
Did you believe then? Any part of you believe then? Because that was a phenomenal prelim. They looked amazing. Did some of you go, part of you go, oh my God, we can do this?
Yeah, there was a bit of that. And then so I booked the flights.
Do you know other Collingwood supporters in New York? Like, are you aware of other AFL fans?
Yeah,
is there an AFL pub in New
York
Rob
Lowe, The Rock.
The Rock.
Miranda Kerr.
John Travolta, famously.
That's right.
Yeah, is there a New York pub that you go to, like, to watch the footy?
All the Collingwood fans together
in New York? Well, there is, but it's full of Australians, so I don't really go.
It's a good idea.
Racist.
Australians in New York are just coked up because it costs so little.
Hey, say that about Job. Come on, mate. That's not fair.
It's like the September Club, but just big. And it's just a bit much because they're all like, fucking,
it's normally 300 bucks a bag.
And then, so they go to dealers.
You've been a long way. 300 was a long time ago, mate. Oh, look out.
Oh. Oh, I thought that was a big reveal. Sorry, Dillis just took off his jumper. I think he was like going to go like, yeah. I don't know,
yeah,
a t-shirt of cocaine or something. But no, it's just a white t-shirt.
Down with this podcast.
It's like free the refugees or something. Don't get political.
Which would technically make it a more successful banner than the Collingwood cheer squad put together.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, so I came over and we lost, and now I'm going to sit here for the next 90 minutes and have this happen. So let's get on with the show.
But the last 2 years, like the first year with the show, we did the show Bulldogs won, Will was here.
Yep.
Last year, Richard Natale. So, like, I mean, you probably should have won, a bit like yesterday.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah.
You bucked the trends.
Yesterday, yeah.
So you watch it online, like you watch it now.
Yeah, so
I've got
this an app that just gives you the Fox Footy channel.
Yeah, gotcha.
So
you've watched every. I saw you tweet this week that you watched every single episode of AFL 360 this year.
Yeah, I have.
Awesome. That is actually a genuine achievement. I do adore that.
So, do you know why it's?
Is Robbo big in New York?
Yeah, Robbo.
There are people wearing oversized suits and drinking bourbon and stuff.
Do you walk into comedy clubs and the New York guys like, hey, let's do a quick impression of Robbo. bourbon.
What would it sound like if Robbo and Jared were cops? With the bad guys, and I'm gonna pull my gun. Oh, no, that's not good. Oh, they'll shoot. Sorry, that's my first ever Jared impression.
Is that your Jared Whiteley?
That's the first I've ever done it, and will never happen again. Will you do your Jared Whiteley? Go. Bang.
When Icarus flew too close to the sun, it has a feeling of that with this Bulldog side, you've got to believe. And that's always been the narrative. It's always about narratives.
That's really good. I got choked up. Well,
he's watched every episode of 360. Now, here's the thing about that. Is there ongoing themes that you find in 360 if you watch that many episodes?
There's a real Sam and Diane thing happening with Jared and Roy. Like, they're going to fuck. They're going to fuck.
Be a great final episode.
On a very special 360. Right.
So you watch...
At the adults only time.
So who are your... What's your favourite night? Coach's night, player's night,
I like Bob.
Night, Bob and
yeah,
Nick.
I like
How
I like
is
Bob
the love story between Bob Murphy and Nick Revolt? Yeah. The original odd couple. Like, they are so good together. Like, but it's gorgeous. Like, I really am like, oh. I mean, I hope they don't fuck because I like them as friends. But I'm kind of keen to see where the relationship goes. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Could you see a spin-off of them, like, living somewhere?
Yes.
Like...
They moved to Milwaukee and
work at a brewery.
Murphy. Footy. That's what incorporated. We're going to do it. That's a really old sitcom. Yeah. So thank you.
I was like, could you make the reference on this podcast anymore?
Scott's here. I have to make the reference at least 15 years old.
Yeah, there's got to be. If there's no Gary Marshall references.
The biggest laugh I heard from tonight was when I said Ugly Dave Gray and Duels lost. I'm like, yep. Got my target market right there.
I was going, he's going to say Murray Fields next. Listen, you started this by bringing up the turkey slapping. So let's...
Look, I'm pressing charges. I'm not. So let's go back to the last weekend. So your team wins, and you go. You were planning on booking flight if they came over.
I hadn't really planned on it, but then it was like they really pumped them. So I thought, I'll get on a flight. So I booked the flight. Yeah, everyone's very interested in this.
Sorry, there are currently three people on the panel trying to get a drink while Scott's telling a story. But by the way, can we get a whole bunch of drinks over here?
That'd be great.
And look, this is very close to me just describing a dream in terms of interest. I went online and I booked a flight. Next thing you know...
How much would that cost you, by the way?
Oh, I don't want to get into that.
No, just say the number. Fair enough. Just say it.
$4,000 US.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
Everyone's into conversions here. Yeah. Well, that's fucking right.
This is actually should be a benefit for duels rather than you. I'm sorry. Like,
but also at the same time, like I know it's a shit result, but I feel like that's a thing you would pay to kind of come out to see your team in a grand final. And I know it's a shit result, but the...
Yeah. So $4,000 US is 12 cups of coffee in Perth. So that's all right when you do the convert.
What day did you get here?
I got here on Thursday morning.
Okay. And did you go to any of the sort of? Did you go to grand final parade or any of those?
You went to training.
I went to training. Yeah, went to training. and
how'd the boys look?
Yeah.
Go boys look good.
Well, who was
burning up the
not
track?
Not good enough, Charlie.
Was anyone training the house down?
I saw that on one of the things where they said, on Thursday he was probably best on track. What are we doing now? We're doing three votes for training. Who won the training, Brownlow?
Was Ben Reid looking good? Like, could he have, you know, let you down in the grand final rather than not being picked? Like, pop a calf?
The problem, see, here's the thing, when you say stuff, you go for Carlton. I've just too many options.
Oh, now he's fighting back.
Here we go, fight back. Go for it. Yes, go for it, go for it. I mean,
if only Collingwood had shown that sort of fight back in the last
St Kilda supporter just sitting quietly, hoping these guys are fine, not noticing.
I hate it when mum and dad fight like that.
For me, yesterday was like a fucking grand final. Like
what, the grand final? Was yeah. Yeah, it had that feel to it.
Yeah.
You know, when they said, Carlton, it's the grand final.
It was a big dance for Carlton fans.
You don't know what that feels like, but it feels like a grand final.
For a Carlton fan. Mate, we won 2 JLT games in a row, so we're doing all right.
Yeah. That's no AFLX premiership. But,
yeah, exactly.
Is your house covered in JLT memorabilia? Are you showing that to the 12 guys? Oh, yeah. This is when we won the NAB Cup prelim.
Sure, in Warrnambool, mind you. Yeah. Away game.
And if you look up here, it's the winner of the grand final sprint in 2011. never played a game, but he was quick.
Chris Yaron winning there, so that was pretty good.
There we go. I was kicker of the year, but she's a Carlton fan, so that counts. You fucking low dog.
And if you look up there, it's a photo of Chris Judd. I've just painted a Blues guernsey on it.
We had the kid who played Mini Ben Brown in the NAB, you know, Mini Legends on the radio, and he never met Ben Brown. And like, so we've got like Mini Ben Brown dressed up as Ben Brown. We bring him into the studio. We introduce him to Ben Brown. And I'm like, who do you barrack for? And he goes, Collingwood. I was like, shouldn't he need to also barrack for North Melbourne, don't you think?
No, because they're casting for the kids who most resemble...
No, but they put the hair on him, though, didn't they? Yeah. It's not like he's got that fucking hair and he's 8 foot tall. It's not like the Dusty kid came in with tats and they went, oh, fuck!
Wow, what a coincidence! You've got neck tats! Just to pair you guys up!
But you don't think that the kids sort of face...
I feel bad for the parents who got their kids' tats and didn't book them.
It's the ultimate child star. Come on, honey, get a neck tat. You'll be big in September, I'm telling you.
Have you seen the extended version of the Trent Cotchin one where he's little Trent Cotchin around in real life?
No?
What, just like... Are you serious?
He's like going to like the supermarket stuff. So, yeah, I saw it... It must have been before the coverage on Fox Footy.
No.
Really?
Is this real?
Yes.
So you just see little Trent...
real.
Little Trent Gunter's wandering around, his hair never moving in the wind.
You see, I was on...
He shows up to Brownlow functions to win it when only family members are invited. Yeah.
Hey. Little Trent Cotchin walking into a shopping mall into a Just Cuts and paying $15 for a haircut.
Yeah. He pulls the wrong way when the wind's blowing really hard.
This time next year, we should start next year's podcast with Mini Legends. Mini. Ah.
Yeah, well, I've been told I should get one the yellow guy. No, get the guy from The Wiggles. He appears to be my mini, the one who married the lady.
We'll get a little fuckwit from Xavier College.
There we go. Okay, that's a good one.
We can get Brendan Bolton to play you, Adam.
Yeah, no, Adam. Adam, we'll get your mum. Because I know her very well.
See how they react when you... When we have an audience and you do those jokes?
I mean, they don't love it, but your mum does. Anyway, see? Cheap. But she does love it. Dad Tools, we just get James Heard.
Yeah, so tell us how the... anyone doesn't know, Scott Dools has signed on, I believe, to play James Heard.
I've agreed.
With the Channel 7. A round of applause for the James Heard Channel 7
mini series.
Yeah. So can you give us any insights into the story?
Who's playing Stephen Dank?
I have no idea what he looks like, so I can't...
Neither do the police, that's the problem.
Yeah, his face is integrated.
He shredded the scripts.
Yeah. Yeah, all production meetings were just offside in a massage parlour.
Jules, can I ask you, when you went to training, what goes on at training? Like, do they put on...
makeup? Put on tights? Sorry, I'm thinking about the Muppets. Anyway, keep going.
Can we circle back to that, though? Because I've got some...
Sure, great.
Is there, like, other entertainment, or do you literally just watch the training?
No, it's very disappointing. You go there and you watch training, and then you leave. And there's no, like, start or finish, and the players act as if no one's there. There's no, like...
Did anyone really impress you?
Jeremy Howe.
Right.
Yeah.
Train the house now.
Yeah. Ben Tracker.
Yeah.
Never been fitter.
Never been fitter. Look, he lives since September.
Yeah.
As a Collingwood supporter, what's your take on Joffa? Like, you know, he's always the centre of attention. All the cameras are on him at training and stuff.
I don't mind him. Yeah.
You okay? Right.
Yeah. Do you have supporters anymore?
Look at how it becomes about like a battle all of a sudden, doesn't it?
Yeah. And we have supporters for like half a bit. And then we all just fuck off when we kick the goal.
I saw Joffre on Friday. I walked by him and then I was swimming on a Saturday. And also one thing I quite liked, I don't know if any Collingwood fans might have been part of it, and I was just handing around maybe if you watch the TV, the right side of the MCG in the forward pocket. And the Collingwood Army was making their march towards the ground over the footbridge from Olympic Park. And I thought I'd hang around for a little bit, but it was actually kind of cool. Like, there was a few thousand people.
You could smell them before they arrived.
Well, it was kind of thought I'd hang around and watch it because they were doing the Collingwood chant, and then there was a bit of USA, USA, and they were singing the song, and I thought that was kind of cool. And then they gathered out the front of the entrance, and there was Joffre in the middle. And he started doing, you know, Collingwood chants and stuff like that. But I was like, that's actually kind of cool. I'd like to be part of that, if that was my team.
And then after that, he gave a short lecture on how to hotwire a car. So it was really
educational as well.
Yeah.
But this is what I love about this city. We talked about this on a previous podcast, but, like, on the radio, like, last week, this is how much Melbourne loves AFL football. It's like we spent an entire segment crossing live to Joffre, who was being interviewed in a hot air balloon flying over the MCG. Yeah. And we're like, fuck, we better cover that news. Joffre's in a hot air balloon over the MCG. Yeah. Like,
if Fev covers this, we're fucked. We've got to do it. Sure.
Fucking Barry Cassidy's got the scoop. We're going to get this one now. Fucking Joffre. I mean, how he got out of his house rest, I don't know. But that's quite fascinating. And what wisdom did Joffre have to offer?
Joffre had some.
He was just looking to see which houses had pools, because normally they're the wealthy houses and you know you can rob them real good.
He was on open mic this week.
Yeah, Joffre. Yeah,
I know.
Joffre did open mic. How must Jude Bolton feel? Yeah. He's never done open mic. He played 300 games, has two flags. There's fucking Joffre.
Yeah. Did they get rid of the bookshelf? Just by the fact they go, not appropriate for Joffre. Joffre's in there going, what are these? they're books. What?
DVDs for smart cats.
I'll get our drinks. I'll bring them back, and you guys will love it.
Oh,
he's stirring the ship now.
So, Jules, can I ask you this then? So you get in, you go to training. So what was that, Thursday training?
Thursday, yeah. So I got off the plane at about 6 o'clock, and then, went pretty much straight to training.
And so you didn't go to the parade, though?
No, I didn't go to the parade. I went out for lunch instead.
I love the parade. Do you love a parade? Who loves a parade? The Grandfather Parade's awesome.
What do we think of the new route? I haven't seen
this.
I
like it.
Route. Yeah, it goes up Wellington Parade and finishes at the G.
In the activation area. They do some speeches. It's fun. You can buy a donut.
Can we stop this fucking match day experience thing?
No.
Match day experience.
Get on board.
Here's the match day experience I want. Yeah. Win. Yeah. Win. Well. There. Don't worry. I don't give a shit about streamers. I don't care if the things
I can't are wait till you become a dad and you take your kid to a grand final. It's like, do not have fun. You sit there in sheer terror for 2 hours, and if we don't win, I'm going to yell at you.
I went with my dad, and he looked at me and said, this is genuinely unpleasant. Halfway through the third quarter. And I was like, this is fucked.
So you and your dad basically just were there saying to each other, what have we done to each other? We're just here.
I kind of look at
these horrible things.
Yeah, I'm like, this is your
fault.
You could have given me Hawthorn.
How much joy that brings people to hear that.
So first five goals. How confident were you after you saw the demolition shot?
I can't believe no one has said, I can't believe a Collingwood supporter knows he's dead. You missed that, didn't you?
That is a very fucking good point. Good one,
it was court ordered, yeah. But still.
Mate, he takes him to the grand final.
Yeah, that's true.
That counts as his weekend.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. He didn't go to prelim with him, did he? No. He's with his mum.
Your dad's like, I got day release for this.
The boys in Barwon are going to be fucking pissed off at me. Now, you're five goals up. How
fuck, I'm glad I opened that door. That went well, didn't it?
How cocky were you?
No, not at all.
Okay. No, seriously? Not that
guy. No, I'm not that guy. Well, when the Collingwood chant started, I was like, have you fuckers ever heard of this fuck?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up. Don't encourage.
He's like a guy who's paranoid about the government watching when he watches the football. You can't send him text. You can't contact him. He just focus and do not talk. Not put a hex on this. Why do you support football? It seems terrible.
Yeah, it's a horrible experience. You guys are like doing the we're the fun podcast, fun footy. You in 2 years' time, I'm gonna have an InfoWars style footy thing. It's just gonna be me on a YouTube channel going, Gillon McLaughlin knows the truth, and just screaming and being so angry. And I think it will catch on.
I think Grant Thomas already hosts that podcast. So sorry,
Scott Dooley's outsiders.
So are you, when someone's coming in for goal, are you confident or are you the guy that goes, he's going to miss it? Just so you win either way.
I'm always surprised. I always think it's going to hit the post. That'll hit the post.
Okay.
And I mean, fucking Rocker in 2002, that was a goal. So, there is enough data for me to have these feelings.
Oh, yeah, actually, you're right.
You know what I mean?
You are InfoWars.
Yeah, I am.
I can see it.
Yeah, whoa.
You're like InfoWars, but with champion data.
Hang on. He brought up, what were you going to say about Wayne Harms? I mean, what the fuck? That ball was in.
But you're not like a conspiracy theorist. You're kind of... But your dread is to do with the club. Like, you always take it out on, we're just not meant to have this. Like, we're cursed. Yeah. Like, you don't blame anyone else.
No, it's actually no one else.
He's like a self-loathing Collingwood supporter. He's not an aggressive, like, fuck everyone, fuck this. It's like, this is me. I did this. It's my fault. I hate myself. I deserve this.
I have no one to blame but myself. Yeah. And that's how I felt. Myself and... Nathan Buckley.
So how were you at the end of the 2010 draw?
And when I saw the thing afterwards where Maxwell was like, this is bullshit, we should play another 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I was like, you're a dickhead, like, we'll get beaten. Just stop, man. Yeah. I'd be happy to be like, let's just share it.
Oh, sorry.
Whatever.
Thank you. I'm so engrossed in the story.
I'm so sorry, Jules.
But... I thought, God, they're laughing at a weird spot there.
I was paying attention to that.
So can I ask this though? So early on, so they start the game, the banner falls apart.
Sorry, thanks to the Adam Rosenblatt's glue for that glass over there. Didn't work out too well.
So you also fight. The exact noise that Adam made in hospital. But
yeah.
You
fired up.
I'm okay. I shouldn't be fucking drinking, I'll tell you that much.
So five goals after the banner. They've gone over the banner. Yeah. They've had the backs against the wall.
Yeah.
They've got five goals. Jaden Stevenson's on fire.
Can we just pause it for 1 second? Can we talk about the backs against the wall? Like, where were their backs relative to the wall before the game? Because they were, like...
Whose backs were against the wall?
Well, Collingwood...
So we've got a theory that Collingwood only play at their best when their backs are against the wall.
Gotcha. Okay, so...
Hence their large number of interstate wins in finals and the like. Yes,
exactly.
But all the tips were, like, mainly saying West Coast were favourites, right? So, technically, their backs are against the wall.
No, Collingwood were
favourites.
With the bookie...
Collingwood were 167.
Well, there's the problem.
This is my suggestion. I think that they sabotaged the banner to put their backs further against the wall. Like, I honestly think that was a ploy. Because in this age of banner technology, you're fucking telling me that after all these games...
Here we go.
When was the last fucking time you saw a banner fall apart? And on the biggest day of all, I call fucking bullshit on that. That is a fucking banner plan.
Can I invite you to join me on my forthcoming show?
I'm wearing my tinfoil beanie, and I believe the banner was fucking sabotage to put their backs further against the wall. Hence why they played so well in the first quarter.
Makes sense, Will. I'm on board.
But what they did not take into account was that they played so well that their backs
got too far away from the wall. What they had to do at quarter time was to break Steelside Bottom's leg. And then they had something to do it for because their backs would have been closer back to the wall.
Yeah. This one's and he still would have got as many kicks.
Yeah.
So
I was going to say, you sure it wasn't already broken?
I tell you what, something felt just so natural as a Collingwood supporter to be able to go, go, Jaden! That was just felt right.
You hotwired that fucking Falcon. Yeah.
Go, Jaden. You shiv that cop. Go. Go, Jaden.
And he looks at Jaden, doesn't he? He's got a real Jaden vibe about him. He could have gone missing at age 12. Like, he had that kind of
and
look.
And he's got the heart issues, which is probably from cousins, you know.
Yeah. You know, it's just total tarot cash to the Copeland medal.
Could have gone missing at age 12, instead went missing in the second half when needed.
This is good.
It's easy from outside the eight, isn't it? It's easy from outside the eight.
Hey, it's easy from 18, let me tell you.
Should we take a break like at half time? Just kind of let Duel simmer down for a little bit.
Hang on, we're just 5 goals up.
Oh, we're not even a quarter time yet.
Oh my god.
Sorry, Duels. You got a long fucking way to go, mate. Oh, shit.
So, Duels, you're five goals up, everything's perfect. Yeah. The Collingwood chant goes around the crowd, and it's really that point where people go, this is going to be a blowout.
And then
a Rioli happens.
Yeah.
Charlie and I have talked about this several times on the podcast. Every team should get a Rioli.
Everyone gets a Rioli.
Yeah. Because if you get a Rioli, magic shit happens.
And this is going to be episode one, is why is the AFL only allowing certain clubs to have a Rioli?
Yeah.
Think about it, man!
Hey, a Rioli can trip over and kick a goal.
Yeah.
From a study or a tweet or article or something, it seems like within three years we're breeding a Rioli with a premiership.
These tweets...
And the best minds at the Ponds Institute got onto that, okay? They had to work that out. The geniuses.
Once again, two guys, one cup, setting media trends into talking points.
Get a Rioli, win yourself.
Yeah, Carolyn Wilson had a page one on socks this week. It was amazing. I mean, Carolyn's arrow. It does not miss.
I'm so flattered you listen, because I don't listen to your show.
Fuck, we bag you.
So 5 goals up. Rioli gets that little toe poke at the last minute through the goal, and you wanted to be generous at that stage. If any hope the Eagles had, you need to get one or two in that last few minutes.
You must have been thinking, as long as they don't get 2 goals here before the end of the quarter,
we'd be okay.
As long as JJK doesn't kick an inspirational goal, we'll be fine. Sure. And now to take a big drink of water.
So when the Collingwood thing went around, it was like the beginning of a horror film. You know, everything's fine, family's good, we're going to go on holiday, this is a great little campsite, this is awesome. And then when that Collingwood sign, just there was rustling in the bushes. And I didn't know what it was. It's nothing, forget about it, don't worry. And then start the second quarter, fucking get it, Jaden! Everything's back to normal, but it's not.
When did it start happening before the end of the game? Because it used to be to signify we've won. And now the Collingwood chant has started going around, like, you know, first quarter, 5 goals up. All of a sudden you hear it. Rouse the team.
I tell you
when
what.
When did you fuck that up?
Well, it was cool. Did you see it was at halftime of the qualifying final against GWS when there was a big punt? There was a big punch up with the GWS guys and the Collingwood guys, and the Collingwood chant went up. And that was like, fuck, this is like blood sport. But then no one did anything because they didn't want to get fined. And there's another thing on my podcast, why are the fines so low in the AFL? Think about it.
Can I tell you a little...
you can say anything if you finish it with think about it.
Actually, it makes sense.
That is actually a good point.
Yeah, this guy's an outsider shaking things up.
Maybe Gil is a fish. Yeah, that makes sense.
Gil, his name's Gil Fish. Gils, think about it, guys. Toby Green was wearing a West Coast Eagles scarf at the September Club last night.
Who'd he kick that out?
Think about it.
Think about it.
That got stuck on his boot. And I'll keep it.
No, no. He kicked it off an old lady's head.
She fucking asked for it.
All right, let's get this over.
Okay, yeah, second term.
Okay, you end up at halftime. Your two goals up at halftime.
Oh, you've got the scores. You're going through it.
Well, I've just got the AFL app up here. And so you came... essentially, Eagles kind of regained a goal.
Yeah.
They were dominant, would you say?
According to the broadcast, the second quarter was an arm wrestle. It was like 20-odd minutes of no goals. After the avalanche of goals in the first quarter, it was an arm wrestle. I think Goey kicks the first one of the second quarter. Is that right? There's only like two goals kicked in the...
West Coast guy kicked it, I think, around the 20-minute... I'm looking at this West Coast guy. Around the 20-minute mark, wasn't it?
But it was quite amazing because if you look at the first three quarters, and I know we'll get to the third quarter, but the first quarter was like... one-way traffic. Yeah. Common blood. The second one is like this dour lockdown game. And then the third quarter becomes like this kind of goal for goal. It was amazing.
Could you say shootout at the G?
By the way, at this point of the game, if you are anyone who knows Jack Darling, a family member of Jack Darling...
You're putting accelerant around his house.
Yeah. Are you preparing your Are You Okay message?
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. The whole coverage on the radio was like Jack Darling's having a shocker. He's not touching it. He's not going near it.
You're tweeting out his address. You're going, not two in a row. He's fucked this up.
Yeah, it was getting concerning for Jack Darling. We get into halftime. Yeah. Halftime? Okay, you happy at halftime?
Halftime.
How are you feeling at halftime?
No, good.
What do you do at halftime?
This is what I do. I stood perfectly still and stared into the middle distance. There were Auskick going on. Grand final sprint. I saw none of it. And then a siren went and I sat down.
Like someone who suffered PTSD. Like you could go into a nursing home for soldiers and there'd be guy just staring at the wall.
Can you have pre-TSD?
Yeah.
When you know it's coming?
Yeah. People were looking at me going, man, that guy's seen some things.
Yeah.
That guy's about to see some shit.
Yeah. I'm worried about him in the future.
Pre-TSD might be my favourite thing of all time.
I've had a lot of fucking pre-TSD.
So halftime. So what were you guys doing at halftime?
Halftime.
I was back into it. Because I was neutral, who was like, fuck this, fuck Collingwood, I don't want to see fucking Collingwood in another grand final.
Would you like to join me on my forthcoming show?
But then second quarter, I was like, well, I like this, arm wrestle. And I felt that West Coast were putting shit together.
Yeah.
And the good thing is the commentary was quite good because I don't know shit about fucking like tactics or anything like that.
Oh, it's a good thing you got a football podcast, mate.
You obviously have one. We say in the opening fucking song of our show, we don't know anything about football.
Yeah.
But they're saying, okay, so Collingwood want to play this fast play-on game, and then West Coast like, let's slow it down,
get the
position, chip around. And when they started doing that, you could just see that you guys are running out of puff.
But I'm a sucker.
Talking about smokes, Jaden Stevenson was having a pack of cigarettes.
Husey, because I was sitting next to Husey, and he was like, typical Husey angry. You know,
I'm angry!
Like, you're like, oh, I'm seeing it up close. It's so good.
It's not an act.
Like, he's doing his thing. But he's like, oh, fuck West Coast. They're playing this boring game. And I'm like, I think maybe they're doing a bit of a rope-a-dope. Because when they came out in the second quarter and they kept playing that same way, you were like, oh, they're doing
this
on purpose.
Yeah, they're slowing it down.
Yeah, this is actually what they're trying to do as like a tactic.
But did you, Charlie, fall for the commentary? Like, I'm the sucker. I don't know if you listen to Serial. The last person that spoke, I believed. And I'm like, I didn't do it. And I'm like that. Like, Bruce can convince me. Like, if you wanted Bruce near you. Like, Bruce, if you get bad medical advice...
You just feel like if they could get one or two goals before quarter time. Yeah.
Hospitals should employ Bruce to walk around and just go, you've got no legs, your arms have gone, but if we can find your eyes, I reckon you're a champ. That kind of... You need that?
Yeah.
That's a really good point. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, did you find, too...
You just need a big nurse to come in like a colossus.
It's a blood transfusion. He has.
He's standing.
You just get the feeling he needs a heart right now.
Did you find during the week, the big call was that Eddie put it out there that anyone who was any Victorian non-Collingwood supporter was to support Collingwood?
Yeah, that's
did you find any of your mates did that? Because, like, I, as a Carlton supporter, I go, I can't fucking do that. Like, if Collingwood were playing ISIS, I'd be like, oh, I don't know who to go for. Like, and there's the clash colours as well. It's like you need an alternative strip.
ISIS don't play a pretty brand of football, I gotta tell you.
They're very attacking. They don't defend well.
There are loose men everywhere.
Yeah. It's real chaos style again.
Chaos ball, yeah.
But you know what? I will say they travel well.
Yeah. And you know what's good? When you go to their website, they do a lot of video updates. They let you know what's going on in the club.
Their social game is off the fucking hook.
I mean, they have to get changed in a cave, but...
They love a banner. They love a banner.
And look, they will bomb it, but...
Yeah, when they play the Bombers, it's very confusing.
Yeah, they're headhunters, ISIS. They're headhunters. Dirty. They're dirty.
Dirty, rotten headhunters.
They're good
he's gone high. He's taking his head off.
Yeah.
They're good on a very dry track. Dry track.
Yeah, when you say your midfield exploded, it has a different meaning.
Oh, they kill a lot of people.
Yeah.
And they die by the sword. They're very tough in that regard.
They want that moment back.
Yeah. Oh, God.
you can't question the toughness of a suicide bomber, can you? He's gone.
I reckon he's committed. Yeah.
There's no Liam Ryans of the ISIS world.
He's pulled out.
No one's ever gone to a suicide bomber. Gee, I wish he had that moment back again. Oh, fuck you guys, you fucking low dogs. You fucking liberal voting pricks.
That's why you... Yeah. It's what you get when you mess with exploding Liam Ryan.
So where were we?
We're half time.
So half time, I didn't see any of what went on. Did they have a sprint?
A sprint?
Still?
There was the grand final sprint. But it was weird. It was like teenagers versus AFL players. It was really like a kind of like, hey, we're professional athletes.
Yeah.
Come here. And then the guys came here and won.
Kids from the Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
Well, who won the sprint?
I don't know.
Two teenagers.
There seemed to be kind of two young blokes that kind of got up front, got real early, and seemed to win it. I'm not sure. Maybe they were TAC.
They won by a long margin. Like they beat the grown-ups by a significant margin.
Yeah, that's because they hadn't been on Mad Monday.
Well, that's the thing. Like they had 16 lanes, just so the other players were wearing
and wearing tutus.
Yeah. Mitch Duncan's dressed as fucking Meghan Markle. No wonder he couldn't win.
All right, so third quarter. Let's get to the third quarter.
Let's.
Now this is where it gets a bit of a like a goal for goal. So you guys, is that what happens with someone? Reminds
us. Yeah. It was almost West Coast got in front for the first time. Yeah.
Josh Kennedy kicks Elliot the first goal.
Oh, where your runner blocked Jaden Stevenson.
And I was like,
look out, Jaden!
And then a bunch of Collingwood supporter kids just ducked because that's what we're called.
It was also the quarter where. Mason Cox, who had a slow start to the game.
He started
to come into it. And Jack Darling, who was staring down the barrel of being one of the most misremembered players in the history of AFL.
Oh, I think Leon Davis might have a thing to say about that.
But he certainly, like, Darling, played a good quarter of football in a final, which was probably pretty good for him. Considering
what he did at the end.
We'll
get to that.
Darling, I think, is proof that I feel like every team needs a cozzy. Like, every good, like, team needs... You've got a superstar forward, and then you need, like, his dumb best mate. who does enough good things that you put him in, but then will drop the fucking ball on the goal square.
A guy who'll get knocked out by Daniel Jeans.
Yeah,
exactly. You go, he weighs 10 kilos, mate.
Yeah, I love Josh Kennedy, but we need some comic relief. Nah, not the fat guy down the back.
It's the Joe Pesci to Robert De Niro's.
McGovern looks like he's wearing a North Face puffer jacket.
McGovern looks like he was poured out of like a cookie dough container, just squeezed out into that uniform.
McGovern looks like a fat cunt.
I get the metaphor now. You guys, I couldn't quite picture it, but now I can. So pretty back and forth third term.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
And ends up being equal at three-quarter time.
55 apiece.
For the second time ever, I believe correctly. In
was it 1938 or something I was saying?
1937, I think you might be right. Yeah.
What do we do with this information? What am I doing with... Oh, thanks, Bruce. So 1937. Oh, well, fuck. Well, we know what happened then. University beat South Melbourne. Who fucking cares?
Oh, there's probably a 95-year-old going, oh, I fucking remember that, Bruce. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, three-quarter time came up and it was tied.
Tied three-quarter time.
So suddenly
this grand final that had been... like, first quarter looked like it was going to be a blowout, boring grand final. It's turned into...
arm wrestle.
We're tied at, like, three-quarter time. This is, like,
shootout city.
A grand final.
They've put the whistles away.
And they fucking did, by the way.
It's pure open football.
No shit, they put the whistles away. Fucking Sheed. Fuck.
Hang on, we're not there yet. No
spoilers.
You still need to talk about how Liam Ryan's hit was really not like a fair hit.
I know you want to get straight to that, but we want to edge you for a little bit.
Actually, Charlie, do you want to maybe take a break for a while?
My throat's been getting sore, so I'm just going to take a little break. No, nothing to be alarmed about.
We'll talk about the last quarter, but Charlie might chill out for a little bit.
Maybe I'll have a little break as well.
Oh, cool. We'll have a little break as well.
I
need a break. That's fine.
Everyone
knows. I don't know what the fuck's going on now.
Let's have a little break. We'll see what's going on.
Okay, we will.
Yeah, I'm taking a little break. Just a little breather.
All right, we'll see you later.
Very interesting. Actually, Adam, my phone's ringing. Do you know my phone's ringing?
No, I didn't know your phone's ringing.
Very interesting. Let's check this out. Let's see what's going on. I've got a little caller right here now.
Is it an international?
It's an international number.
Weird.
It's an international number.
It's not plus 33.
Don't answer it. It could be a scam.
We'll find out.
It could be the ISIS footy coach. Don't answer. They're recruiting. They have a huge turnover on that list. It's really...
Muhammad Elbit Collingwood.
I got to tell you, when it comes to Auskick, ISIS are fucking great.
That would be a NAB... Now, that would be a NAB junior legend ad I'd watch.
I mean, they call it recruiting. Radicalising is another word for it, but... Fuck, if we could do like an hour on ISIS and AFL parallels...
Why don't we?
It's just lonely teens they got off the internet. Who's ringing?
Wait a second, let's check out here. We got it's from France.
Mm-hmm.
What?
From France? You won't believe it. Let me just answer very quickly. Hello, it's the Junk Time Two Guys One Cup crossover live podcast. This is very inappropriate. Big dance edition. Who could this possibly be?
Ah, bonjour.
Is this Premiership player?
Ladies and gentlemen, it is me, Marc Lacroix.
Oh my God.
You may also know me as Marc Le Dozen. For the time I once kicked 12 goals in a single match and was voted the best player on the ground. That night I sucked some rum, I ate some fromage, and I thought about my favorite writer, Albert Camus. What is football but a fruitless pursuit? But I expect my accent is changing. Let me get back into it. Bonjour, je m'appelle Marc. I suppose you have some questions to ask of me. How's the game yesterday?
I do. Marc Lacroix.
Who am I speaking with?
This is Will Anderson.
Your comedy.
Yeah.
Amuses me very much. Not as funny as Adam Hills, but... Still!
Marc Lacroix?
Your comedy is magnifique.
The Eagles won the Premiership, but you were probably the least well-performed player.
You were quiet, Mark. Yeah, you had
to
be quiet.
I spit in your face! You dare slander Marc Lacroix! Although I only had 10 possessions, each was valuable. I led 5 tackles. I had 3 goal assists, and I had the best hair on the ground. I go to Edward Beale in Fremantle. When I go in, he says, Marc, you can duck, you can balk, you can weave, but you give the best hair.
This is so racist.
Can't be racist against the French. They didn't fight in the war.
Mark, can you tell us about how you celebrated last night's victory?
Oh, my chérie. We danced We drank champagne. Jeremy McGovern ate 24 Big Macs. And then there's 12 cheeseburgers. You know what we call a quarter pounder in Paris?
What do they call it?
A royale with cheese.
Royale with cheese.
Now, can I ask you a question about the game? Yes. Did you see my teammate Elliot Yeo?
Yes, of course.
Did you see Elliot Yeo play? That is French for football.
Oh. Can I ask you one quick question, Mark?
Adam, go right ahead. How is your mother? I have not seen her since Michael broke up with her and she went back on Tinder. I swiped right. I swiped left. But in the end, we found each other.
Now, I think my grandparents occupied your grandparents' house in, from 39 to 44.
Okay, we'll see it as a draw.
Did you hang out with James Hearn in Paris when he went over there for his sojourn?
That son of a bitch! James Hearn owes me 500 francs. He said he wants facial reconstruction surgery to look more like Scott Dooley.
Mark Lecrae, can I ask you, is there any chance that we saw you play for the last time?
Oh, well. Sometimes even the longest night must come to an end. It becomes a new dawn. So as Mark Lecrae wanders down into football immortality, I will puff my beret. I will get on my bicycle and adjust the onions around my neck. And I will say au revoir, my friend. And as I ride away, I will sing. No, no, je regrette rien. No, je ne regrette rien. Where the eagles, West Coast eagles, and we're here.
I mean,
oh hey guys, God. I'm back.
Charlie, you.
You just missed the best interview with Mark.
Oh, yeah. No.
He made
this joke about Yoplait that is so much better than any of the material you've ever brought out.
He is a character. Yeah. And I just hope he doesn't retire so we get one more year out of that bit. Oh. Boy.
Wait a second. I think I'm getting a call. It's a Melbourne number, but it's via the United States.
Yeah.
Via Texas.
Will's got to
via Oklahoma.
I'm gonna go to the toilet.
It's very complicated. I can work these numbers out. It's okay. I mean, I've got it on silent. Obviously, that's why it's not ringing.
Because yeah. You're a professional, Michael.
So Mason Cox is calling from Texas, even though he lives in Melbourne.
No, he's from Melbourne, but he's obviously got an American plan.
Oh, yeah,
so
right.
He's calling from Texas.
Yeah, through Verizon.
Wait a minute. I don't suppose our tech has like a Star Spangled Banner loaded and ready to go.
Well, that seems a realistic request at short notice. <Yeah. laughs>
I love that Charlie thinks the tech of this fucking podcast is also the guy who used to do all the noises on Hey Hey
Saturday.
If I may, Murray Trigoni.
Yeah.
Murray
Trigoni.
That's his name. I was
Trigoning
a
wood.
So
it's funny. Will took the microphone to the bathroom. Oh, the phone's ringing.
Oh, the phone's ringing. Michael, who is it?
Hello. Weird to call in on a live podcast, but who could this possibly be?
Hi, it's me, Mason Cox.
Oh, wow.
From the United States
of America.
Oh my God. America. Yeehaw! Poo-poo!
So Mason. The first grand final, how was it? What were your impressions of the grand final?
I don't do impressions, Charlie! Impressions are for idiots! Poo-poo! Poo-poo! USA! USA!
Mason, how come you didn't start playing till the second half?
Hey, Adam! Why didn't your tiny team stop playing at all? Poo-poo! Poo-poo! The coach looks like a baby.
Mason, how did you enjoy it? how did you enjoy the grand final parade? You said that usually the parade is held after the event, not before. Did you find that strange?
It's nice to talk to a lady. So, what's your name, pretty lady? Because I'm Mesa Cox. Big Cox from the USA.
We're going to hang up, cunt. Who do you think you are? Who do you think you are?
Who do you think you are?
The person who answers the phone when I call 13 cabs?
Hey, dude!
Thanks, Miss Chamberlain. Goodbye.
Hey, dude! You ever seen that Eminem movie where he had one shot, one opportunity? What would it be like to fuck that up in front of people? Mason Cox.
That
make America great again. These are guns. I'm not sure why they sound like.
I'll tell you what. Mason Cox is a bit more of a cunt than I thought he was.
I quite like him.
I mean, come on, Mason. I've been through a breakup recently. It's it's tough for me.
We've all fucked Adam's mom.
Thank you, Mason, for calling.
Thank you, Mason Cox. Wow, how lucky.
Mason Cox, incredible.
How lucky were we, the Mason Cox?
We'll go a bit longer. But we.
Oh, just Will.
You won't believe what you just missed.
Oh,
no,
I heard Mason Cox from upstairs. He really embarrassed Michael, I thought.
Fair enough. No, I embarrassed myself.
Kay. All right, let's do this
final quarter. Yes. He's waiting for the last quarter.
Final quarter, okay.
Yeah. Opening two goals.
Okay, so at the 34-second mark.
Okay, can I just tell my story with this part? Me and a friend stepped outside. He thought he saw a rat in his backyard. And so we stepped out at the ad break.
How shit's your day?
Oh, fucking hell, man.
I think you're like fucking Homer Simpson. There's a fucking rat in the backyard.
Yeah. Dude, we're this close to crushing Dools' soul.
I know.
You're telling the rat story?
Dools is flown from New York.
Yes, wait.
I was in the September Club and at the game. Michael's in the MCC.
Living large.
Rosie has a place that apparently can comfortably sit 12.
Yeah.
And I'm not
sure.
You saw a rat.
You saw a rat.
Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't even see the rat. You're like, my mate thought he saw a rat.
Hey, guys, can we stop recording? Can we start again? We need to start with Charlie's rat story.
So.
Fucking hell.
It's three-quarter time.
Isn't the two guys, one rat podcast, is it?
My mate thinks he sees a rat in his backyard.
And he sees it cooking, and makes it ratatouille. No, it was a cartoon, Charlie. You're watching a cartoon.
So we go into the backyard and we investigate, looking for the rat. We can't find it.
Can't find it.
So we're out there for a total of like 2 minutes.
Wow.
We come back in. Ooh. Collingwood have kicked the first two goals of the last quarter, and we're like, holy shit.
Wow.
The Pies are switched on. They've come out. They're on fire. They kicked the first two goals of the first quarter. We didn't even see it happen that fast. They're definitely going to win the premiership.
I mean, this is more a story about you missing a great bit of the game. Chasing an imaginary rat.
Can I just say, you didn't look for the rat long. Like, if you're looking for a fucking rat, you go more than 2 minutes, mate.
All right, Mafia Don, if you're going for a rat, you're smoking
rat. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But also, why are you looking for the rat? Just let the rat do its fucking...
Because he's got children. He didn't want the rat to kind of like bite one of his kids and give him rabies.
Well, then just...
Had a little thing called the Black Death.
Yeah, but...
It could happen again on my Dools' bloody show as well.
Yeah, exactly. It started with the osteitis pubis and now it's the plague. Think about it. And what's the AFL doing? Nothing!
Mate, if you don't want a rat to bite your kids and you don't know where the rat is, you don't search for the rat. You just mind your kids. You know where your kids are. You just protect them for any rat-based attacks.
If you haven't watched the coverage, they said there was 5 kicks and 2 goals. That's how quick.
Right.
Yeah, it looked good.
It was handball change. The goal we got on the end of one.
They swung the goalie on the ball for pretty much the first time. So Treloar had started on the bench at the start of each quarter, and it was...
The commentator said it happened so fast, you could see a rat run across the field.
I've barely had time to imagine a rat.
Yeah, and Bruce was like, you just get a feeling if a rat comes out, West Coast are a chance. And I'm like, no! So that happened. But the thing that we thought, I don't know if this was the general consensus, but the old man said Collingwood's tired. Like halfway through the third quarter, they looked spent. Mason Cox was like just tonguing it and
looked limp.
Yeah, they looked a bit tired. So when they kicked the first couple of goals,
limp, like it.
Someone behind us was like a bit up and about, and the old man told him to shut up because
really shut him down.
It was just like, mate, 9-80. Like, let's just remember we can lose.
Didn't your dad also say that about like the drawn grand final that you were like in the 2010, like that when you guys were like four goals up in the second week?
Oh yeah, he was like, yeah. He was like, just go calm down. Like
I love that your dad still goes to grand finals even though it's the most unpleasant experience of his life.
I had to pay for him to fly from. I had to pay for it. He wouldn't come to the replay. He was like, I'm not going to the replay. And I said, what if I'll get you a room at the Grand Hyatt. I'll take it. It was like...
Michael's dad owns it, so it'll be really easy if we go like a...
We're all doing very well, Dills. We're all doing very well.
Yeah, so he didn't want to go. He was like, I've whistled this tune before, 1977, so I'm not... So
did he actually say, I've whistled this tune before? Because that's cool.
Yeah. My dad's cool, except for the part where he made me barrack for Collingwood.
So you kick the first two, and you're not confident.
You've got to think you're home. You have to think you're home.
As someone who was watching it, I thought, fuck, they're again, the five goals. I was like, it's all happening. Yeah. This is the worst year of my life.
Where's that fucking rat? I'm going to go see something.
I wanted to go back to hospital. Like, I was fucking hating it.
Adam, we all want you to go back to hospital.
And at the rate you're drinking, you will. Come on, someone throw a peanut.
Yeah. From what I can remember, the Eagles got one. So they got back to one goal.
Mason Cox got one. Yeah,
So we're back to two goals.
Yeah.
And then...
Collie Wobbles! Eject that cunt. Eject him.
A member of the crowd call, like, let the record show, a member of the crowd call, like, Collie Wobbles.
Are we taking notes?
Yeah. Didn't pick it up.
Yeah, which is a reference to the number of times that Collingwood has lost the grand final, which I think is up to about 28 or
27.
27. Wow.
I mean, it's amazing, isn't it, where that story... Like, this is how cool football is, that it's like...
Yeah, it's really cool, Will. Yeah. It's fucking great.
Yeah, no, remember
it's
that.
Awesome.
Remember that. On your 20-hour flight back to New York, remember how cool football is.
But, so, mate, you misheard me. I said cruel. But how cruel football is like Nathan Buckley... One kick the other way, and he's redeemed. The guy who made it to the grand final as a player was Collingwood's greatest player of the modern era, made it to the grand final, never quite got there. But he was the best player on the day. He won the Norm Smith medal in a losing grand final, and this was his moment. The new Nathan Buckley, he'd got...
No more lists. He's grown a beard. Right, he fucking meditates. It's the new look Bucks.
It doesn't matter that the banner fell apart. It's all going to be fucking fine, and his career will be redeemed. And now he just can't get it done on the big day.
Sustained.
I acknowledge the member for Wentworth who called out sucked in. I eject you from the chamber, but meet me in 5 minutes around the corner. I'll give you a handshake. That was good. No, you feel bad for Bucks. I mean, I definitely think yesterday he grew in stature for many people by the fact you go, oh, like he doesn't have that premiership. He has the Brownlow, he's been in a few grand finals.
There was a very sad shot in the broadcast after the final siren with his head in his hands.
We're not there yet.
That was amazing.
We're not there yet. We haven't got to Sheed's goal yet.
No, that's okay. True.
We've been jumping all over the place, mate. PTSD, remember? We've got a time machine.
Okay, so we go through the final play.
Okay, let's start. So, the first two goals.
No, I'm just looking at Dill's rubbing his fucking forehead.
All right, so Treloar kicks it long. McGovern comes off to go. He takes the mark, kicks
Big
it long.
Big fat McGovern, yeah.
Fatty.
No, he's fat or fit. It's hard to tell.
Yeah, true. Chunky kicks it up to Vardy. Vardy kicks it to Ryan, who redeems himself.
Can we take a moment to consider the fact that Brody Grundy, who'd had one of the greatest years ever as a ruckman, got mostly beaten by Nathan Vardy.
And I thought the way that... Because you're so worried about Darling... Well, not Darling so much, but Kennedy. But the way that Vardy and Lysette kind of chimed in a few times to take some good marks. Fuck, I hate those two now. They're just terrible.
So in top three AFL top knots, Brody Grundy, Nat Fyfe, Marcus Pontempelli.
Not Gibbsy? Gibbsy ran a good one.
No. Top three. Give me your top three. Top three top
Well, notes. I was going to say.
Nat Fyfe. Number one.
Nat Fyfe, number one. He was rocking it at the
I think Brody Grundy has to go on number two.
Well, but he fell out into a ponytail yesterday. Ooh. I noticed.
What about Langdon?
Did you see it late?
Yeah, Langdon.
No, you know, like famous, like it's got to be more famous, iconic, top notch.
I love it because Langdon looks like a diehard villain.
What about Callum Ward? That was amazing.
Callum Ward is good.
I'm looking at a whole bunch of people in the audience shaking their fucking heads going, why are we talking about fucking man buns right now, okay?
Because I'm doing anything to avoid this shit kick.
So McGovern kicks it to Vardy.
Kicks it to Flying Ryan, who redeems himself for a moment he wished he
could have had back. He now has the moment he wants to hold on to.
And then he kicks it to Dom Sheed, who took an uncontested mark.
Uncontested.
All by himself.
Yeah, no blocking
all at all. All by himself. No one was around him.
No one was around him.
Braden Maynard had gotten fucking owned by Liam Ryan.
We should reenact it. So, yeah. Michael, you can be Dom Sheed.
Wait.
I'll be Braden Maynard.
It's not great for a visual podcast.
A point of order on the uncontested nature of this mark.
Firstly, we should acknowledge a guy who was not probably even going to be in the team unless Gaff punched someone in the face. So, like, he literally would not have been playing there on grand final day, this guy who marked this.
So we got to really thank
Mark.
Really got to
unless Andrew Gaff had punched someone in the face.
And
he
also
was playing in the waffle.
A big thank you to Andrew Brayshaw for having fucking weak teeth. Old soft teeth, they call him. He wish he could have those teeth back.
His teeth fucking shirked it, mate.
Fucking chip teeth, they call it.
Old chalk mouth. What a weak
mate. His teeth fucking look good, but trying to fucking bite something, mate.
Can I ask?
Quentin teeth.
Can I ask, like, prior to the Dom Sheed mark, was any of the prior uncontested mark?
You mispronounced missed free kick.
No. Oh,
prior to that moment, was any of the any of the previous moments, was Ryan's mark or McGovern's mark a point where you were like, oh.
No. I felt like we were kicking the tide. Like they were just coming. Yeah. And I think they were fitter. I think they were fitter. And and they cheat. So I mean, what chance do you? Is Mark Lacroix on the line by any chance? I mean, is anyone else?
So you get the mark. Sheet's got the mark.
Why are you doing a Nazi salute?
It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, it's creepy.
I mean, you spend so much time in the MCC. Yeah. Coming here, taking our MCC memberships.
Yeah.
We're going to expand to Docklands. And the takes through the Sheedy goal. Like, the Sheedy goal, like, you're lining
Sheed.
Up. Sheed, sorry. You're lining up. Are you thinking... There's no way. Like, it's an incredible goal. For a straight kick as well. He didn't try a banana. He didn't try to kick around the corner.
Well, Kennedy kicked one
straight.
Around the corner.
Around the corner before that. So the Sheed one was a lot later in the...
Can I just ask this, Adam? While you're watching Josh Kennedy be the dominant forward on the field, did you think, I'm glad we got rid of him?
We won a Brownlow with that Chris Judd like, so I'll fucking take
that.
Wow.
Plus, isn't it awesome when the whole team celebrates the Brownlow, you know?
Yes, it fucking is!
Mate, this guy has grand final sprint memorabilia, so...
You know what? Here's the thing. Josh Kennedy might have won a premiership, but he did not give a fuck about recycling. And Juddy brought that to Carlton.
Exactly. I remember when they put...
Mate, he throws plastic bags at dolphins. The guy's an arsehole.
So Sheed's lining up. What are you thinking? No way at all.
No way.
It was a tough angle.
What do you mean? No, I'm thinking we've done
he's
it again. We've
this.
Lost another grand final. Yeah, he was never
no
going to
way
miss.
Is he
yeah, but
this.
Were you were the four misses? No.
Hang on, I think we've missed the most important bit of it.
Well, wait, hang on. Can I just ask the four misses before that? Did you assume they were going to kick all of those as well?
Because Ryan hit the post. Mastin missed one. Yeah.
And Lysette.
No, didn't Lysette kick?
No, so... Okay.
Someone
four
hit the post
before that
in
goal.
The third quarter.
Ryan hit the post.
We have people in the audience
Kennedy
fucking
missed,
calling
Kennedy
out. Fucking listen.
Kennedy missed
but they barrack for West Coast. I don't want to recognise them. Is it?
Well, I'm the speaker.
Here's
I'll recognise the floor.
No, I don't. And I think it's cute you think you're people, but you're not.
Now go home.
You've got to change. You've got to acknowledge their premiership. It's just one of those things.
Another tainted flag. How do you sleep at night? How do you sleep at night? That's you're awesome. Fucking, you're ruining. What are you gonna go and mind the Kimberley, you pack of dickheads? You are horrible people. Just do it. So,
after you tell me one thing.
I shouldn't have switched to pints. I was fine on pots.
The nice thing about a West Coast Premiership is you're now taking bets on who's going to flatline in Vegas.
You tell me one thing the 2006 Premiership team did wrong. One. You keep it to one.
Still heroes in my mind. Still heroes.
I was just so disappointed Adam Simpson was like, I want to invite up Ben Cousin.
I think Cousy did use his one phone call to congratulate the team. That was good.
That's how far it's tipped that people are like, oh, cuz jokes. Jeez, that's tough. That's brutal.
So,
okay, we'll get back to your question, Will. So the dom sheet.
Oh, yeah, dom sheet. So the ball comes to dom sheet and he marks it unopposed.
Yeah.
Do you have a contrary opinion to that reporting?
What would Football Wars say about this?
It's so funny you mentioned that, Will. Now, if I could do a little...
Four free kicks in the entire last quarter. The umpires...
Is that all?
Yeah, they, four.
Would you say they put the whistle away? It was free, open, flowing football?
It was.
But I saw someone say, you couldn't have called that as a free kick. What if it decided a grand final? It fucking did.
Yeah.
Like no decision is a decision. Yeah. He was shepherded off the ball, and the guy took the mark. It was a good, I'm not saying it wasn't a good kick. It was a good kick. Yeah, good on you. You got a kick. But you shouldn't have been, kicking.
Good on you.
You shouldn't listen, credit where credit's due. But you shouldn't have been given the ball. Your ball should have been given to Maynard.
Tom Hawkins hit the post in 2009. Yeah. Tom Hawkins hit the fucking post!
And how much did you lose by? 10 points.
That was a kick up to siren. We would have won that round.
Still fucking lost, mate.
We'll wrap up shortly because both of you guys need to have a moment. But, Charlie, be okay. It's not your fault, Charlie.
Oh, no.
Charlie, it's not your fault. It's not your fault. It's not your fault, Charlie. It's not your fault. It's not your fault, Charlie. It's not your fault. It's not your fault, Charlie. It's not your fault. It's not your fault, Charlie.
Only one person on this panel has not seen their team lose a grand final. And that's Will.
Yeah, that's true.
Never seen his team lose a grand final. All I've seen is my team lose grand finals. Four of them!
Come on, mate. You drew once. Good enough. Close enough. It was a lot of fun. And the next week, we had a good laugh, didn't we? We had a good laugh. We've got to wrap it up shortly. Sure, it's a hostage situation right now. So, Douglas, when the Eagles raised the cup, how much did that hurt?
Did you think that they spoke well?
Did you stay? Because that is a test.
Did you enjoy them thanking the sponsors, Hungry Jacks, BHP?
You stayed for the medals, because that's a test. Yeah, I've done this a lot. I've had to stay for a lot of fucking medals.
Stay for the medals. I'll be out of there so quickly.
I went to a bar, but I stayed at the ground. Yeah.
But
it felt really solemn. Like there was a real like...
No, it didn't. No, these guys are having a pretty fucking good time, mate.
You must have been out with Collingwood supporters, because no one else gave
a fuck. A lot of Eagles fans pretty fucking happy,
as far
mate.
As I'm concerned, everyone was devastated.
Yep.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I did think that. Like, there was a guy behind me that started crying, a Collingwood guy.
Oh, God.
Eddie McGuire, were you sitting behind...
Yeah.
Okay, why don't we... Michael.
Tips? Eagles. Eagles by five.
We're going to hit the road, I reckon. That's the end of our show. Hey, thanks to Scott Dooley. Wish you best all the way back to New York. Thank you, Alanis and Charlie Clawson. Kings of the Beast.